This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Sevilla Man speaks with historian Tom Dietz. He explains how an incident in Kalamazoo in 1948 led to fears of communism. But first, Enbridge Energy's Line 5 has come under increasing scrutiny. Environmental groups have been calling for the aging pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac to be shut down because of the risk of an oil spill. A new documentary produced by Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau examines that controversy and the possible impact on the energy supply of shutting the line down. Mary Ellen Geist is Bureau Chief for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau and the producer of Beneath the Surface, the Line 5 Pipeline in the Great Lakes. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Gordon.
What made you want to tackle this particular subject, Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac and Enbridge Energy, in a full, nearly half-hour documentary?
You know, we started this probably filming almost a year and a half ago when I started at Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau, and it was on my radar right away as I was examining what issues we would cover just as part of the Great Lakes Bureau. And the controversy was really exploding at that time. One of the first meetings I went to when I started my job here was at the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, and there were protesters covering their bodies with oil. There were people shouting. There were arguments. There were people at the podium. But it was clear that we really couldn't get to the truth. And I think it's such an interesting sort of psychological thing. We cannot see that pipeline. We don't really know what's going on underneath the water there, hence the title, Beneath the Surface. And it's a mystery, and there is a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of arguments over things that really people do not know an actual answer to. So I have to say it was extremely satisfying over the past pretty much 6 months. We were actually putting the documentary together, even though we started filming almost a year and a half ago. It's just very satisfying to actually be able to sit down with an Enbridge, you know, exec, the communication strategist, Ryan Dovey, and get answers to all the questions and to go to scientists. You will see in this documentary, we talk to metals experts. We talk to so many experts in the field, all kinds, and we try to really get an answer. So if there's anything that I think could have spurred it, it was that we wanted to finally end the misinformation and have a balanced journalistic approach and say, this is what's happening, this is what we know.
Early on in this documentary, you tell us that if not for Beth Wallace, the story of Line 5 might still be quietly hidden beneath the surface. Explain for people who haven't seen this and maybe haven't heard the name, who is Beth Wallace?
She works for National Wildlife Federation, and as many of your audience is very familiar with, the worst inland oil spill in the nation was in Marshall, Michigan, and that's where she grew up. So her very house was affected by the oil. She said her father woke up one morning and thought his roof was being tarred. And she saw the places she played and lived being soiled by this oil spill. She became really concerned about this. She was not working full-time for the National Wildlife Federation at that time and had no intention of studying pipelines. But this tragedy in her town, hometown, made her start exploring pipelines. And she just wanted to know a little bit more about it. She put a map together. She started just researching it on her own. And she found out that the same people who owned the pipeline that ruptured in Marshall, Michigan and caused 1 million gallons of oil to spill there in Talmadge Creek, that same company, Enbridge, owned a pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. And she wanted to know more about it. And she started doing major amounts of research, started working for National Wildlife Federation, and they actually hired scuba divers to go down and look at this pipeline. They put together a document and research and released video called Sunken Hazard that really, I think, was the first time many people in the environmental community and the state of Michigan even found out that this Line 5 existed in the Straits of Mackinac. That was right a couple years after 2010's oil spill in the Kalamazoo area.
Let's hear a little bit now from the documentary where we do hear from Beth Wallace.
Where we're at right now is Ground Zero, Talmadge Creek. I quickly realized that the party at fault, Enbridge, completely mishandled the response to the spill, as well as the maintenance to the pipeline.
Federal investigators later learned that Enbridge had been aware of cracks in the ruptured line for 5 years, but failed to make repairs. And despite multiple alarms, it took the company 17 hours to shut down the pipeline.
So there we're hearing Beth Wallace and then you, Mary Ellen Geist, to filling in some of the information there. Does that explain why there is this skepticism about Enbridge and the operation of Line 5?
Yes, I think it does. I mean, they were not exactly forthcoming at that time, as many people felt in the environmental community. So then they find out about Line 5, and Beth Wallace and NWF and other environmental activists just tried to get more information. And now even Ryan Duffy, who, by the way, I commend him. He was available to me at all times and hours of the day and night and answered so many of our questions. And he was really cooperative in so many ways. But even he and Enbridge executives we talked with admitted that the company simply was not transparent at the beginning about a lot of things that were going on with that pipeline. And so there was so much mistrust as well as misinformation. And they've really changed their ways. And as they say, they've changed their culture even since the Marshall and Kalamazoo area oil spill. But a lot of people just still believe that there should be a better way of finding out what's going on with the pipeline than hearing from Enbridge itself. And as we reveal in this documentary, it is a self-reporting industry. So the only way we find out about what's going on with these pipelines underneath the straits, not just Enbridge, but a recent occurrence where there was a leak, the only way the state finds out, the only way the Coast Guard finds out, is because the actual owners of the pipelines, they're the ones who do their own research and investigation with ROVs, robotically controlled units that go under the water, and other scuba divers of their own hiring. That's the only way that we find out what's really going on underneath the straits. And many people are now calling for that to change.
Let's actually hear just a little bit from Ryan Duffy in the documentary.
Kalamazoo was a tragic event, and it was the lowest point in our history as a company. But since that event, we have been transformed. We've changed how we do things, and we've taken full responsibility for that event.
Looking forward, the question is, what is Enbridge doing about Line 5, and should people feel secure in the idea that there is not going to be a massive oil spill on the Great Lakes?
You know, it's interesting, Gordon, because I was finishing the script just as we were premiering the and there was a screening coming up of this documentary, and I was writing the words oil spill in the Straits. And my phone blew up with texts from people, and it said oil spill in the Straits. I thought, oh, they're promoting the upcoming documentary. Well, this was around April 2nd as we were getting ready to bring this documentary out into the open, into the public, and it was actually a chemical spill in the Straits. And the very way this whole thing unfolded shows one of the reasons that people are so concerned, because this was not to the Enbridge pipeline, the original damage we heard about. It was a chemical leak in an ATC power line that did leak 600 gallons of a chemical that had some benzene compound in it and apparently did not do any damage, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. But it was right near, just 12 yards east of the Enbridge pipeline. Well, Enbridge didn't really find out about further damage till later.
Let's go to a little more audio from the documentary, and this is from Larry Bell, very well known, of course, in Kalamazoo and, well, frankly, a lot of places for brewing beer. But we hear from him specifically on the issue of Line 5.
Of course, we need energy to run our businesses. The thing about Line 5 is it's mostly Canadian oil that goes on for Canadian processing. Our economy, our energy needs in Michigan do not depend upon Line 5.
Now, Larry Bell is part of a group of business owners who would like to see Line 5 shut down. What are their specific concerns?
A spill, of course, is the biggest concern of all. And I think that Larry Bell brings up an issue that we heard a lot as we filmed this documentary, that why should we be taking the risk even though we're not getting the benefits? And we, if you talk to Enbridge, they say 30% of the oil and gas comes into Michigan. If you talk to National Wildlife Federation, they say it's more like 10%. But why should, as Larry Bell says, the question many people ask is, why should we provide a pathway for that oil to go across? Now, again, it's difficult to say what the absolute truth is at this point. And you have many people, you know, with many different opinions that you will see in this documentary. Is there a definitive answer? I don't know, but I think we have to question whether our use of oil and gas is so great that we have to have it be taken along a 4.5-mile stretch of pipeline between the upper and lower peninsula. And many people are saying, you know, we've got to look at other alternatives, and couldn't they please, you know, take this pipeline and reroute the amount of oil and gas, particularly if it's only 10% that Michigan needs, and instead reroute it to, along the lower part of Michigan, That's one theory. And then other people, Governor Snyder, for one, would really like that tunnel to be buried in an underwater sort of situation or submerged in the depths of the soil underneath the Straits of Mackinac to make it safer and to protect it from things like an anchor dragging incident like we just saw in the Straits.
But we also hear from other people in your documentary who wonder a little bit about what the alternatives are if the pipeline were to be shut down. We hear from Chris Shepler and people who've been up to northern Michigan and perhaps rode the ferry to Mackinac Island, recognize the name. They do run Shepler's Ferry. And he has concerns about the pipeline. But as we hear in this clip, he also has concerns about the alternatives.
Simplicity is shut the thing down. But I also know that we have to find the alternative. If we shut it down, what's going to happen? Is there going to be rail cars coming? Is there going to be tankers? Is there going to be tankers on the road? What does that look like?
Yeah, what does that look like? In other words, are the other forms of moving oil, perhaps, do they carry their own risks?
Well, you know, it's interesting what we discuss in the documentary and show. We found a historic footage from the actual building of the pipeline, which, as you probably know, it was built by the same engineers who built the Mackinac Bridge. So it was considered this wonderful feat at the time, a technological wonder at the time, and they really thought they were doing this to save lives. There have been shipping incidents. You probably heard about the railroad incidents involving oil and gas transport. So at the time, people really thought to build this pipeline and put it in the Straits of Mackinac would be the safest thing. And that's one thing I don't think I really understood when we did this documentary. I realized that this was considered doing the environmentally sound thing. Well, now we know there are other alternatives, and there's been an alternative risk report that was actually contracted by the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. And there are many alternatives out there, but I think not one person has decided, you know, in that group, Pipeline Safety Advisory Board or experts, what is the exact best way? However, as you will also see in the documentary, Governor Snyder met behind closed doors with Enbridge and put forth his opinion and told the company to move toward not only doing several safety measures that would include shutting it down when waves get really high above 8 feet in the Straits of Mackinac and there's severe weather, but also to move forward with researching and looking at putting that thing in a tunnel. So that is the alternative that the state of Michigan seems to be preferring, and Governor Snyder is making clear to Enbridge that that is what he prefers.
And as you noted in the documentary and in this interview, Ryan Duffy with Enbridge sat down with you and talked for quite a long time and was very available to you. You did request an interview with Governor Snyder, correct?
Yes, actually, I have a lot of the emails that I've saved. And at one point, I mean, he was unable. We kept trying to schedule interviews with Governor Snyder. And at one point, I wrote in this email and said to his administrative assistants, we will come to his office at any time of the day or night, and we will actually go to any location that he wants to go to. We want him in this documentary. And we said it was even out of state we would meet him at some other location if it couldn't be in Michigan. And they could not schedule an interview with Governor Snyder. So he didn't want to be part of this documentary, definitely.
As much as this is an environmental story, does it almost have more resonance as a story about secrecy, transparency, accountability?
Absolutely. That is such a good question, Gordon. I think you're absolutely right. And to me, as this drama unfolded and as we filmed, I mean, you said, you know, how did we decide to do a half-hour documentary? I could do hours of a documentary about this because so many dramas unfolded. There were so many players. So many people ended up on the editing room floor. And there's just so many people with so many different opinions about this. And I think there are many interesting parts of this that have to do with the way we now think about our environment. Think of that pipeline. It was built 65 years ago. And people had a completely different opinion about the environment back then. And now I think there's a whole different attitude toward the way we use energy and toward our Great Lakes. And I think there's a new respect for the Great Lakes and a new desire 65 years later to treat the lakes differently.
Mary Ellen Geist is bureau chief for Detroit Public Television's Great Lakes Bureau. She is producer of Beneath the Surface, the Line 5 Pipeline in the Great Lakes. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Gordon. Appreciate it.
Links with more information can be found at WMUK.org.